This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please do be part of the conversation, seriously. Now, as some of you know, already know, you've been paying attention. We are on vacation this week, but I've been popping in, during the show, I've been popping in and recording some of the items of the day, some of the topics of the day that are going on, that are hot. Right now, it's the Russians. Think about it. Right. We have Mr. Obama, who now has decided. I mean, talk about lighting the place on fire. Look at what he's done with Israel. First of all, he's a miserable failure in the Middle East to begin with. And now he's gone into the Middle East, and with everything he's done, with everything he's done with the Israelis, with the Jews, with the Middle East as a whole, I mean, think about it. He's lighting the place up. He's not going to leave us much of anything left there. And now what he's doing with the Russians. You know, you talk about a calm, peaceful transfer of power. Apparently, he doesn't know what that means. Now, I don't know if some of you remember this. But do you remember the conversation when he was with Romney and what he said to Romney about Romney? I mean, if he's always been concerned about Russia and about the Middle East, check this out.
Glad that you recognize that Al-Qaeda is a threat. Because a few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia.
Yes, of course Russia. He knew he had a clue back then. Mr. Obama called ISIS the JV team, remember? Which was an offshoot of Al-Qaeda. So if he thought Al-Qaeda was the best, and ISIS was JV, and Russia was no threat, then Mr. Obama failed back in 2012. Well, he failed before that, but he failed back in 2012, didn't he? He had no clue back then, either.
In the 1980s, are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back, because, the Cold War has been over for 20 years. But, Governor, when it comes to our foreign policy, you seem to want to import the foreign policies of the 1980s, just like the social policies of the 1950s and the economic policies of the 1920s. You say that you're not interested in duplicating what happened in Iraq, but just a few weeks ago you said you think we should have more troops in Iraq, right?
To protect us. To protect the men and women that we had there already. This is, again, spewing out of the mouth of a man who couldn't find the Middle East on a map. But he was sure the Russians weren't a threat. He was sure ISIS wasn't a threat, and Al-Qaeda was the team to watch. When in reality, ISIS was the big threat. ISIS was 100 times more despicable, more nasty, more hateful than Al-Qaeda. And the Russians, that was their green light to go. And I can prove it. I can prove it. Listen to what Mr. Obama had to say. Right? Remember that whole hot mic thing? When he was caught with President Medvedev from Russia. Here, in case you've had some kind of brain surgery and you can't remember anything, take a listen.
My last election. Yeah. After my election, I have more questions.
I love this. First of all, anybody catch all the camera clicks? Wait, in this time and age, they all still had regular old-fashioned cameras. So Obama says to him, this is in case you didn't hear that. Obama says, this is my last election. And once I win this, I'll have much more flexibility. Now, he doesn't say to do what. But it's much, obviously, from what we've seen, it's much more flexibility to back off and do nothing and let the Russians run rampant in the Middle East and in Europe. They are now the team to beat. They are now the team to join up with. Medvedev responds with, I understand. I will transmit this information to Vladimir. Thank you, Comrade Obama. I mean, seriously, what else could it possibly mean? But I thought you'd get a kick, if I can get this in here. I thought you'd get a kick out of hearing more of Mr. Obama. I mean, I just can't believe this guy is so, well, I guess I can believe that he's out of touch. Listen.
And the challenge we have, I know you haven't been in a position to actually execute foreign policy, but every time you've offered an opinion, you've been wrong. You said we should have gone into Iraq, despite the fact that there were no weapons of mass destruction. You said that we should still have troops in Iraq to this.
Did you notice a little hesitation there? He stopped for a second. His eyes focused on what Romney was writing on a piece of paper. So he couldn't think of two things at once. He was so concerned about what Mr. Romney was writing. His flow of consciousness actually stopped for a second.
Today, you indicated that we shouldn't be passing nuclear treaties with Russia, despite the fact that 71 senators, Democrats and Republicans, voted for it. You've said that, first, we should not have a timeline in that.
Now, remember, this is when Obama thinks that Russia's not a threat at all. He wants to play nice with them. He wants to make he wants to make nuclear deals all over the world while dismantling ours. Right? And this is before Crimea. This is before the Ukraine. I mean, somebody saw it coming and somebody didn't. I love how Mr. Obama says, you were wrong every time. Hey, Mr. Oblamo, guess what? You also were wrong every single time. Think about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute, I promise. Oh, I'm not letting this one go.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back, and the natives are very, very restless and getting worse. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Remember, you can call me if you want to, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562, but we ain't here. That's right. You know, I've recorded some of these earlier. I've gone through and I've picked some of the best podcasts we had from years gone by, or even, not even that, you know, months gone by, really. I took everything from 2016, some of what I believe to be the best of 2016. I try to stay away from the election stuff. But I think you need to hear, you know, let's recap. Some of you are new listeners to the show. Maybe you just picked it up in the last couple of months. And we've had some pretty good, shows on. Anyway, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. I'm playing the clip. Way back from the 2012. I almost said 1912. God. From the 2012 debate between Romney and Obama. Where Obama basically says the only people we need to be worried about is Al-Qaeda. ISIS, no. Russians, no. He actually wants to make nuclear pacts with Russia and other places and other countries. Because everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Everything's hunky-dory. Don't you know that? But let's take a listen and rip him up a bit on what a total failure he was and is. And I think what he's doing now, he's lashing out like a spoiled brat right now. That's exactly what he's doing. Don't you agree? Here, take a listen.
Despite the fact that 71 senators, Democrats and Republicans, voted for it, you've said that...
See, I love how he holds up the senators like they did, you know, hey, look, they know what they're doing. They agreed with me. But when a multitude of them, like in the Israel deal here, the Senate and the Congress, they would slap him senseless for what he did to Israel. And yes, he did it. John Kerry's a weenie. We all know that. I mean, he lied upon lie upon lie in that speech he gave. Let's listen a little bit more to Mr. El Presidente.
First, we should not have a timeline in Afghanistan. Then you said we should. Now you say maybe, or it depends. Which means not only were you wrong, but you were also confusing and sending mixed messages both to our troops and our allies. So what we need to do with respect to the Middle East...
I couldn't get to it fast enough. Can you... Mixed messages? He's sending mixed messages to the troops. But yet, Mr. Obama, you don't send any message to the troops. The only message you send to them, the only thing you're worried about when it comes to the military is social issues. You want to make sure that you know, illegals are well accepted. The gay, lesbians, or transgenders are well accepted. Not that we beat the enemy. God forbid we do that. We have to spend as much time, energy, and effort in making sure the military deals with social issues. I don't think the military should have to deal with social issues. That's not what they're there for.
Is strong, steady leadership, not wrong and reckless leadership that is all over the map.
Yeah, he should know. There's no strong leadership from him. None. Niente. Nothing. Zero. Zippo. I mean, when you've got your own party up in arms at you, I mean, not irritated or upset or even willing to whitewash because, you know, it's not a big deal. When you get down to where they're major league miffed at you because of what you did to Israel, you're in a boatload of trouble. And your party's going to be in a boatload of trouble. I got news for you. If the Jews keep voting for the Dems, I'm just going to say, you and your ancestors get what they deserve, or you and your relatives get what they deserve. Because the Jews, they don't care about you. They don't care about you anymore, and they care about the conservative Christians in this country. The only ones they're interested in taking care of and making sure they get power and rise to the top are the progressive liberals. That's it. They don't much care about anything else. You know, John Kerry, during his Mideast peace speech, my butt, I mean, the amount of lies that he told in that, he's got, even people in the Middle East are upset at him. And when he gave a speech on his proposed plan for peace between Israel and the Arabs, his plan was just filled with blame to Jews, always the Jews' fault. He's totally forgotten the history of the Jews. He's totally forgotten the history of how the Jews got the property they have now. Right? Just keep blaming the Jews, pretend that Palestinian terrorism and incitement is not really representative of the actual Palestinian government, who do absolutely nothing. See, remember I told you, we give them millions of dollars a year. Millions. The Palestinians, yeah, we do. But we give that money to them supposedly so they can build schools and hospitals. I'd like somebody to send me a list of the new Palestinian schools that have been built with that money. Because there aren't any. There's no schools, there's no hospitals, nothing. That money is spent towards weapons and things like that. So, you know, a part of what, some of the things that came out of his mouth, we don't have time to do them all, but equating Jewish settlements and Palestinian terrorism, you know, Israel's been racked by a wave of stabbings and shootings, rocket attacks from the Palestinian terrorists, and it just keeps getting worse over the last couple of years. But Kerry tried to make it the Jews' fault for that. He was trying to draw moral equivalences with the Jews building additional bathrooms, you know, in East Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. You know, I'm going to run out of time, so I'm going to go down a different road here. What other country over there, right, the Palestinians, the Saudis, what other country protects all other religions other than Israel? Israel protects the rights of the Christians, the Muslims, and the Jews in the capital city and other places. Jews and Muslims work side by side in Israel. With very little incident, It doesn't happen in Palestine or in the Palestinian areas. Christians are treated as second-class citizens in every one of those Arab countries. They have less rights. Think about it. And we're worried about human rights. Right? We're beating on Israel for human rights. And the Arab nations treat Christians and women as second and third-class citizens. Well, actually, women are treated like cattle. But Christians are treated like second-class citizens, and they have less rights, less human rights than Muslims do. I mean, this administration, they love to tout how great they were, all the successes they had, how transparent they were. I'm telling you, they live in an LSD world. They live in a world that's 180 degrees from reality. You know, again, as I love to jokingly say, when the Mayans said that the world was coming to an end 2012, what they actually meant was the beginning of the apocalypse was going to happen. Because really, right is wrong and wrong is right. Those things that are good and moral, that have always been good and moral, are now evil. You take some of these issues one by one by one. I'd welcome you. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We're up against it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting. God, talking lip won't work. Enjoy some of the great segments I put together for you. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back
to the real side of GCN Live. Always always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend up there watching the show and that kind of thing. If you're a Facebook aficionado, then head over to Facebook, The Real Side Radio on Facebook. But over more to the radio. We do video too. Head over there, there's The Real Side Radio over there and on Facebook, and you can watch live, listen live, you can read some of the articles. Go head over to the website, therealside.com. You can do the same thing there. And I do enjoy when you're up there and you're responding. We also have a live chat room that you can get. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do. We were talking about Cameron Bure. That's right. She is. She was on Full House. Was she the Full House girl? Or no. Oh, that was the one. Yeah. So she was on there, if you remember her. She's an outspoken Christian. She's been taken to task for a lot of stuff she said in the past. Even to the point where she, said that women were a helpmate, to their men. And boy, they tore her up all over. Actually, I think they tore her up on The View, which I always thought was pretty funny. Why would you go back? I'd get on there. I'd let them get me back on there a couple of times, and I would open up with stuff that would just make their heads explode. And they just wouldn't bite me back anymore. Anyway, they're talking about the seventh inning stretch, and I guess do they sing? I thought they sang "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" during the seventh inning stretch. When I was a kid, that's what they did. So, but now it's something to do with "God Bless America" or what have you, and it's making maybe two. It's 20 minutes.
Not a Christian. To everyone who's not a Christian, but it's God Bless America. No. It's God. You're not saying God, you're not saying universe. You're not including the millions of other religions that are living in America.
Hey, Maroney, almost every other religion calls it, him, them, God.
Allah.
Right? You know, it's the Arabic word for God. So what's your problem? Get with the program.
That are living in America. I think it's very unfair that we have to leave to go get peanuts when maybe
No, the other 80% should get up and go out and get peanuts, right?
The sports game.
Spoiled little brat. That's what I was talking about. It ain't all about you, Raven. And frankly, here's something that should stick you in the eye with a 80% of the people are not on the same page as you. Oh, my God. Maybe you should move to another planet. You know, you guys are all really, like, you kind of hate God. Why don't you just truly start your own country? You'd think of the paradise you'd be in if you all went somewhere and you started all by yourself, right? Here. You can have the First Nation of the Godless. How's that? See, I helped you already. Gave it a name. You could have a flag. I don't even know what your flag would look like, right? You could put a big hole in the middle. How about this? A big white flag, right? You are committed to nothingness. There you go. Perfect, right?
and you could do, make all the laws you wanted, and you wouldn't have to worry about anybody saying, you know, God bless you, even by accident when you sneeze, when you know their intent is simply to be nice to you, and you freak out about that, and you're so offended by, again, find your own little safe, see, this could be your safe, the first country of the safe space. You could have a whole country that is one big safe space. Right? You know, before you cross over the border to come in or you want to come live there, you can have a little questionnaire. Right? Do you believe in God? And do you believe in the LGBTQ movement? And do you believe that you can be anything you want to be? You know, gay, lesbian, male, female, car, animal. You know, what was that? One lady was identified, and we weren't supposed to say anything. She was identifying as a leopard or something like that. And was having spots. She was going to have her ears removed. Oh, no, she had her ears removed, like the outer edge of the ears. And she was having spots tattooed on her. Now, see, I know I'm going to offend a lot of people right now. 30 years ago, they would have locked her up. They would have given her medication, put her in a straitjacket so she wouldn't hurt herself, maybe not cut off her ears, and they would have locked her up somewhere instead of encouraging it and telling her, you know, you should, if that's how you feel and that's the direction you want to go in and you feel like your DNA is wrong, let me tell you something. Your DNA can't be wrong. There's no such thing as an interspecies DNA. Mother Nature, say you don't believe in God, because I don't know how you can believe in God and think you're a leopard. Mother Nature can't make that mistake, because you science freaks, it can't make the leap. Men can sleep, but all the tigers and lions and lionesses or whatever they want to, and guess what? Nothing will come out of it. Except that they might end up dinner for one of the lions. Other than that, nothing's going to happen. No baby can be born. It's impossible. You're the first. That's why I say it's not. We're allowing them to dictate the meanings of these words, and that's what's killing us.
But it's a sport.
But you don't have to leave. You can just sit through it. You can just go la la la. But listen, there's other things in the world. Like, I will go and there are advertisements and things on television or banners or posters when I'm walking through anything that are offensive.
Right. I got to go to these school functions, okay, where, and not my district, but other school functions I've gone to, where other people get up and they pray the things that I don't even know what they're talking about half the time. You know, I've been at functions where somebody prays to the great universal spiritual power in the sky. What is that? The magnetic thing coming off the wires in the air? What is that? So I have to put up with that. I don't get up and scream, hey, you can't do that. You're mentioning a God, a higher power. We can't do that. See, it isn't really funny. It's the ones that scream how intolerant we are. We're so much more intolerant than most. We are so much more tolerant than the left. We are so much more tolerant than those who say they're for everybody. They're for everybody, but that's really, you know, a new badge. Hey, I'm for everybody, but that's what it should be. Because you're only for everybody as long as the everybody is part of your tribe. It's just amazing. I think you guys have deceived yourself for so long, you're totally confused.
You don't have to leave. You can just sit through it. You can just go la la la. But listen, there's other things in the world. Like, I will go and there are advertisements and things on television or banners or posters when I'm walking through anything that are offensive to me, but I'm not asking them to all be removed.
Do you imagine if we walked down and knocked on every door of every store that had something out that was offensive? My God, I'd never make it down the street. Be knocking on every door, from the smoke shop to the newsstand to the lingerie store that's right there next to the newsstand. Just nuts.
Right. I remember that. We have to tolerate and put up with it.
Now, see, again, I want to go back to, think about what's being done here. This is a liberal crowd for the women of The View, and they're on Candace's side.
Advertisements and things on television or banners or posters when I'm walking through anything that are offensive to me, but I'm not asking them to all be removed.
Right.
I remember that there was. We have to tolerate.
Oh, we're going to hear more from her on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a minute.
Now, for the benefit of the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history.
The year was 1976, and Americans had endured a generation of turmoil and the Vietnam War. But they had found a savior, an agent of hope and change, a peanut farmer from Georgia, Democrat Jimmy Carter. By now, all the white racists are voting Republican, you see. Civil rights, Martin Luther King, it's all behind us by 1976. Yeah. Well, here's what the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana, Richard Hatcher, said about Carter in 1976. Carter was a Frankenstein's monster with a southern drawl, a more cultured version of the old Confederate at the schoolhouse door. Jesse Jackson called Carter a throwback to Hitlerian racism. And Atlanta mayor Maynard Jackson slammed his fist on his desk and shouted, "Is there no white politician I can trust?" Why did these leading black politicians think Carter was racist? It's what he said about public housing, whether government should use it to try to integrate neighborhoods. Carter said, "I have nothing against a community that is made up of people who are Polish or Czech or French-Canadian or blacks trying to maintain the ethnic purity of their neighborhoods. This is a natural inclination." 20 years earlier, in 1956, Carter was on the Sumter County School Board. He led an effort to have the site of a new black school relocated. Why? Because it was so close to a white school, black and white kids would end up walking on the same street. Carter's board assured people at a meeting October 5th, "The board will do everything in its power to minimize simultaneous traffic between white and colored students on the way to and from school." How do you compensate in your old age for having been a vile, disgusting racist all your life? Simple. Accuse other people, decent, innocent people, of being racist.
I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man.
Guilty dog barking. Let history forever remember Jimma's determination to save those white kids from the terrible colored kids on the streets of Sumter County, Georgia. And given the downward trajectory of Jimma's reputation right about now, it's fitting that the ship they named after him is a submarine.
Great moments in Democrat racist history.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I appreciate the time you spend with me. Watching, texting, doing all kinds of fun stuff. So this is the Women of the View. There's a conversation, not an argument, but a conversation about having God Bless America in the seventh inning stretch of the baseball game. And you can only imagine who's got what take on what. It was Candace Cameron Bure, Raven. Can't have two names? Really? We just abbreviate it like crazy?
Hey, but I'm not asking them to all be removed.
Right.
I remember that. We have to tolerate and put up with things. And there was, yes.
I don't think anybody's saying remove it all. If we're talking about patriotism, then let's sing the national anthem,
right.
Yeah.
which is patriotic and says to everybody, this is what we're talking about. I understand what you're saying. When the song was written, it was written and then put away, and then Kate Smith wanted to have it. And we have it, and we use it, and we sing it. But after 9/11, we started using it at the baseball.
So what I love about this is...
She's not telling you the full story. It wasn't that it was written, you know, God Bless America was written for the country and then taken out and ran around for a while and then put away. No, that's not true at all. It was written, and then it was shelved, if you would. I don't know why, but it was put away in a drawer, and the writers didn't, let me see. I know, don't you love this? Writers of, yeah, I hate to give Google credit for anything, because I don't trust much of what they say anymore. Did you guys see that article a while back on how they were pushing Hillary Clinton's negatives down? Oh, yeah, right. I knew this already. So God Bless America was written by Irving Berlin not John White. Isn't that amazing? Written by Irving Berlin in 1918 and revised by him in 1938. Later version has notably been recorded by Kate Smith, and it became her signature song. But it wasn't like it came out and he put it out there and then decided, you know what? If I take it off the way I want to, I'll put it away. Again, I don't want to beat it to death. Anyway, I don't want to beat it up because it'll make all of us nuts.
Okay, yeah. So I think people are saying if we're doing patriotism, we'd rather make sure that everybody feels included. And right. I understand what you're saying because you're saying, what about the zillions of atheists? I get both of them, and it's a conversation that. Thank God we live in America so we can have the conversation. Notice I threw God in there this time.
Now, I think part of the objection was that people don't like the song. I mean, Irving Berlin wrote the song, yeah. And he didn't even like the song.
Yeah, well, that's why he put it away.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not...
It's not true. They're lying to you again. I got enough time? Yeah, I can pull this off. Look, this is why you have to be so, so, so careful in what these people say. Irving Berlin wrote the song in 1918 while serving in the U.S. Army, right? He was at Camp Upton. But he decided it didn't fit in the review that they were doing. He wrote it specifically for an event that they were doing. The name of the review was Yip Yip Yap Hank. So he set it aside. Now, the lyrics at that time included the line, "Make her victorious on the land and foam, God bless America." As well as stand beside her and guide her. So, I don't want to go this far into this. I really didn't want to go. But the bottom line, see, they lie. And we buy their lies. Because we don't do a little homework. Doesn't it make sense to you that a guy like Irving Berlin would write a song like this? Put his heart and soul into it and stick it in a drawer somewhere because he didn't like it? Why didn't he burn it? If he really didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's get to reality again. I love this story. And I don't love it because it's poking at a Muslim. I don't love it because it's making fun of a Muslim. I love it because it just shows you the reality behind what the true goal is of some of these people. And I don't care if it's Muslims or another group. It just happens to be that this happens on a regular basis. This kind of thing happens on... The truck drivers that knew they were going to drive trucks with alcohol in them sued after they got the jobs, the three Muslim truck drivers. They knew what their role was going to be. They were taught how to drive these trucks. So again, in Detroit, a Muslim flight attendant has sued ExpressJet, accusing the airline of wrongly suspending her because she refused to serve alcohol to passengers. Now, here's my problem with this. Do you think she showed up for the job on Tuesday morning and they said, sure, Mrs. Muhammad, just go ahead and we'll start you at 10 o'clock? Don't you think she went through some training, you know, not on the jet itself, but other places, right? They have little training facilities. And I'm sure they showed her how to serve the drinks, how to pour the drinks. First class gets glasses, you know, cattle class gets plastic cups. You don't think they showed her all of that? She probably went to and she probably did a couple of test flights. Right? Do you think she started that day and they fired her? Now, the Council on American Islamic Relations, we can always trust them, care, right? In Michigan chapter, announced Tuesday it filed a lawsuit last week on behalf of Cherie Stanley, a Detroit-based flight attendant for the airline headquarters in Atlanta.
The federal court case follows a discrimination complaint filed last year with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, made up of all Dems, so there's no way they're going to say no. So Stanley alleges ExpressJet didn't provide a reasonable religious accommodation and seeks payback for other damages. She was placed on unpaid leave last summer. Now, ExpressJet did immediately return the message seeking comment. The airline previously said it values diversity but couldn't comment on this. You can't, first of all, you can't comment on personnel issues. So if the journalist really was looking for an answer from the paper, then that's just wrong. It makes it sound like they don't want to answer, but that wasn't it. They can't answer on. Now, they can answer on general questions about, you know, HR issues and whether accommodations have been made for others in the past, that kind of stuff. That they could. But what kind of accommodation do you make? Do you make the, now I know, here, let me head you off at the pass, some of you. All right. I know some of you are going to say, well, you can do what you do at the bar where they, you know, they don't let the 18-year-olds serve. They can serve food, but they can't serve alcohol. So they send one of the 21-year-olds over with the alcohol. Really? Because, you know, on a plane, we have a multitude of people to serve, don't we? Very easy for them to move around, isn't it? Right? The plane's got all kinds of room for these people to be active and involved. I think not. Here's the deal. They're just looking for some way to make money that has absolutely nothing to do with this. This is not an issue of someone who's been wrong. She knew what she was getting into when she went in there. There's no way in the world, unless you've never been on a plane and nobody goes looking for a job as a, I guess they call flight attendants now. You don't go looking as a job for a job as a flight attendant when you've never been on a plane. You don't know what it is. She knew exactly what was going on. She knew exactly what she was getting into. You couldn't convince me of anything else. But this is how they do it. So let's cost everybody money. Let's make sure everybody's miserable. Let's make sure that everybody feels like they're making her feel bad.
Oh, for me.
So this is exactly what I've been talking about. Right? You have a right to your religious beliefs. I mean, Christians don't. Think about it. When you I know I'm going to get myself in trouble, but I don't care. Right? We get in trouble for reading our Bibles. We get in trouble for reading not wanting to issue a license to same-sex marriage because it goes against our religious beliefs. What if we didn't want to serve alcohol? What if we didn't believe in that? Dispensing an abortion pill. Christians don't want to do that. Yet you treat us, or you speak about us, like we're backwards, brainless, mindless bunch of people. But when it happens with the Muslim group, or somebody who believes in Islam, all of a sudden you're accommodating. What's that all about? Come on, seriously. Are you afraid of something? Is there something they're doing that maybe we should be doing? Maybe it'll give you a whole new thought process on us if we start being violent. And I'm not calling for violence, but I'm saying, what does it take? Why do you respect Islam? Why do you respect them more than you respect Christians? They hold the same tenets. They don't believe in same-sex marriage. Right? Being gay is a sin. Punishable by death, mind you. But you don't say anything about that. Women are second-class citizens. They're like cattle. You don't say anything about that either. That's why I say I don't believe those of you on the progressive left are being honest. I don't think you are honest. If you had a problem with religion, if you had a problem with religious beliefs, if you had a problem with separation of church and state, you would be just as up in arms with what Muslims are doing as you are with what Christians are doing. But again, as I said, I don't believe you are. I don't believe you're telling us the truth. And I don't believe you want equality by any stretch of the imagination. I think you want control. I've always believed that. I've believed that for a long time since I've been doing the show. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I am your host. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.